is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston 1706. Only had 2 years of formal schooling, but he read a lot and read early on the essays of Joseph Addison and Richard Steele. And he said in his autobiography, "Writing well became of great use to me in the course of my life and was a principal means of my advancement." He wrote under the pen name Richard Saunders, Poor Richard's Almanac. It came out for 26 years, weather predictions, household hints, poetry, essays, and adages, such as "Married in haste, we often repent at leisure," and "Where there's marriage without love, there will be love without marriage." It was on this date, 1773, Captain James Cook and his crew on the HMS Resolution became the first Europeans to sail below the Antarctic Circle. He was sailing uncharted areas of the Pacific, making maps as he went. He'd sailed around New Zealand, he'd charted the eastern shore of Australia, decided to sail around the bottom of the world. Ship had some trouble with pack ice, but sailed within about 150 miles of Antarctica before they had to turn back. 1904, on this date, Chekhov's play The Cherry Orchard had its premiere at the Moscow Art Theater. His play The Seagull had been a big hit there, whose founder, Konstantin Stanislavsky, wanted naturalistic plays rather than popular melodramas. The Cherry Orchard was Chekhov's last play, a story of an aristocratic matriarch and her family who come home from Paris to find that their family estate is about to be sold to pay their debts, and they're horrified at the idea of losing their beloved cherry orchard, the site of so many happy childhood memories. But they do nothing to save it, and the estate is sold to the son of a former servant. The play ends with the sound of the orchard being cut down. Chekhov wrote the play as a comedy, but Stanislavsky presented it as a tragedy, and Chekhov was upset with him for ruining his play. Chekhov had his characters speaking through tears. He wrote to Stanislavsky, "In the second act, there are tears in their eyes, but the tone is happy, lively. Why did you put so many tears in my play? Where are they?" Cherry Orchard was a big success with audiences, and ever since, directors have been challenged by the play's delicate balance of tragedy and farce. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, New Year's. Let other mornings honor the miraculous. Eternity has festivals enough. This is the feast of our mortality, the most mundane and human holiday. On other days, we misinterpret time, pretending that we live the present moment. But can this blur, this smudgy in-between, this tiny fissure where the future drips into the past, this fly speck we call now, be our true habitat? The present is the leaky palm of water that we skim from the swift, silent river slipping by. The new year always brings us what we want, simply by bringing us along to see a calendar with every day uncrossed, a field of snow without a single footprint. New Year's, a poem by Dana Gioia from Interrogations at Noon, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses use email marketing with social media to reach more customers in more places. Online at constantcontact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.